903. Tact makes me aware of whom I am. This is the Instant Illumination with Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Tact makes me aware of whom I am. What is tact? How does tact function in my life and in my world? Tact is caringness. Tact is gentleness. Tact is taking a situation that might be a little bit sensitive and making it pure love, pure joy, pure peace. We all have opportunities to work tactfully with one another, but have you ever thought of working tactfully with yourself? I think of that quite often. I think of working tactfully with myself every moment of my life. I look at my body and I say, what a great body I have. I may, by the scale, be overweight or underweight or just right. I look in the mirror and I sing that beautiful song. Each time I look in the mirror, I see only God in me. My, what a privilege that is. It's the truth. We look in the mirror, and when we see God in that mirror, we do not judge whether that face is happy or sad. We don't judge whether that face is rich or poor. We don't judge whether that face is handsome or ordinary. We don't judge that in the slightest. We look in that mirror and we say, look at those sparkly eyes. Look at that twinkling eyes. Look at those sparkling teeth shining out of that joyous face. Wow. And maybe they're store-bought teeth. Who cares? But tact makes me aware of who I am. I am the divine. I am the glory of the universe. I am the allness. I'm the wonder, the peace, the blessings that come in every size, shape, and form. I am me, and I love me. I am me. Then I think wonderful thoughts. I know how to get the best out of me. Now, the way I get the best out of me is to compliment myself. I say, that was a good talk I gave. And when I say that was a good talk I gave, I feel very content. When I say, I could do a little better. And then I say, yeah, well, how? Well, I could have had more illustrations. I could have been more humorous. I could have been more gentle. I could have been more stern or tough to get across the point. I could have been more universal. I could have had done more research. Well, now, what research could I ever do to give a talk? I have my whole life here filled with research. I mean, here I am, thousands of years old, and all of the experiences I have added up in my life because I'm the allness. Millions of years old, billions of years, infinite timelessness. And out of that timelessness, I draw forth all the thoughts, all the ideas, all the things that would talk about what I want to talk about. And as I do this, everybody understands what I'm saying because everybody has been there too. And I merely gather together the ideas of my oneness, of my allness, in my own unique way, which makes it charming. We listen to people telling stories. We might hear Shakespeare done by maybe a dozen different movie sets or stage sets, or even just reading them. And as we read them, our mind visualizes the people involved. As we see them on stage, we see what the people on stage visualize, the characters that they are portraying. And each one is doing it a little differently. Each one gives a little different lilt to it. Oh, they did that so beautifully. Oh, I really believed in what they were talking about. I could really see the characters coming alive. Wow, they were great. Oh, I liked the way the actor John did that particular scene, while the actor Fred did the scene differently and had a whole different flavor to it. I felt different about the character he portrayed because John and Fred are two different people. They would like to say they all present the character that is in a particular book in a particular way, but they don't do that. They always get John or Fred in there, which is what they're supposed to do. That's why John and Fred do it. Otherwise, we would have the perfect actor acting the perfect scenes, and then excuse me, have that be a movie, have that be a presentation that goes on forever. And it would take quite a bit of the lilt, the lift, the joy, the sparkle out of life to have everyone be exactly the same in their presentation. Our tact is not to say, oh, you didn't do it as good as that, or you don't make bread as good as my mother did, or you don't do this or that. To say, I like your presentation. It's unique, it's charming, it's uplifting, and your presentation made me feel that you really understood the character, or that I didn't even think of you, I just thought of the character you were portraying, and I was so pleased. Well, now, that's tact. Tact is where we enjoy life and enjoy every moment of it. Do you enjoy life and every moment of it? Do you enjoy every single instant of the universe as it flies by in its wonderful, exciting journey galloping along? Or do you sit by the side and say, gee, life is boring, life is dull? Well, I can tell you one thing. Life is boring and life is dull to people who don't enter in, to people who sit on the sidelines and just let other people amuse them. You say, well, I don't do that. I'm up doing things. No, you aren't. How many hours a day do you sit before the movie? How many hours a day do you sit before the television? How many hours a day do you let the radio claim your attention? How many hours a day do you let others claim your attention? How many hours a day do you sit looking at the pond and thinking of the fish there and enjoying the ripples on the pond and seeing the breeze as it gently passes through the trees and makes the leaves sing a song just for you? How many hours a day do you see the clouds in the sky and do you look at them and think, oh, what a glorious journey they're having, and you are journeying with them? How often do you see little children at play or adults at play and you see these things going on and you say, oh my, aren't they having fun? I love the laughter in the hearts and the minds of little children. I love the laughter in the hearts and the minds of adults as they are telling their stories to one another. And the woman comes in through the door and says, sweetheart, look what I bought. And he looks at her and he sees this most interesting outfit that she has. And he says, well, now, what is that supposed to mean? And she says, well, it's just my new outfit. And he says, yeah, but where do you plan to wear it? And she says, well, I am going to wear it to work tomorrow. And he says, well, you'll certainly be the talk of the office. They will look at you and say, what a charming person. What a lovely thing she has chosen for herself. It makes her personality just jump forth with smiles and joy and giggles and happiness. And then she turns to her husband and she said, do you really think it's that nice? Sweetheart, whatever you wear, you are whatever you wear. And whatever you wear is beautiful because in you, you are the most beautiful being I've ever met. You know, anything you wear looks good, no matter what it is. If it's old or new or sparkling and blue, it looks good on you. You are my joy, my love. My goodness, that's tact, isn't it? Does he mean it? Oh, you bet he does. You bet he does. Because when he looks at his sweetheart, when she looks at her lover, when we look at each other, and best when we look at ourselves, if what we look at is a sparkling being that is our real self, it doesn't matter what we have on. It doesn't matter what our tan is or lack of tan. It doesn't matter what our presentation of a glorious, handsome, beautiful body and shape we have. It's the sparkle within that outshines anything that our body might outpicture. And you know, the more we sparkle within, the more we sparkle without. And the more we sparkle within, the without becomes a beautiful glow. And everyone who looks upon it says, what magnificence. Because we looked at it first and said, what magnificence. That's tact. That's tact. That's moving into the area of recognizing that we are good and very good all the time. Have a lovely day, and with this instant illumination, flow through the day as the most wonderful, joyous being in every possible way. I love you. I love you. I love you.